Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black, Space Engineering and Space Exploring. We begin with a rumor of space engineering. Bob, a very good evening to you. Rumor is an old-fashioned word. There's buzz about SpaceX. Where's it headed? Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, John. This isn't really engineering or space. This is the stock market and speculation. Two different news sources, Reuters and Bloomberg, earlier this week, published stories based entirely on anonymous sources claiming that Elon Musk is considering taking SpaceX public, and I was doing an initial public offering of stocks for the general public sometime next year, mid-year, and sometime in July. I'm sorry. And he's been talking to banks about this and trying to get the deal up. Of course, it's anonymous sources, so you shouldn't take it very seriously. And there are a lot of reasons why Musk shouldn't do this, because a public traded company, there's a lot of rules and regulations that would bind his abilities to do what he wants to do. But interestingly enough, Musk on X sent out a tweet that basically said vaguely, and I mean this strongly, we have to be aware of the vagueness of this, these reports are accurate. In other words, his company and he is exploring the possibility of doing a public offering of SpaceX next year. It would make the company a trillion dollar valuation. They hope to raise $25 billion. He's exploring it because he would like to get the cash for a lot of things, mostly having to do with Starship and the things he wants to do with Starship. But I think he's still considering it plus or minus, because there are major negatives to becoming a publicly traded company, which would impact SpaceX's flexibility. He might be looking at ways to separate Starlink out and make it go public. He said he's thought of doing that. We don't know yet. This is still in, as you say, the buzz stage, John, the speculative stage. But it is interesting. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out.
A Mars mission? Who, Bob? Who would imagine a Mars mission already?
Well, you know, I've noted this multiple times. SpaceX is building Starship. He wants to send it to Mars. He says he's going to be sending a lot of Starships to Mars as soon as he can. And I said the scientific community better get on the ball. This is an opportunity for them. Well, this week they issued through the National Academy of Sciences a report on overall strategies for basically taking advantage of Starship and scientific exploration on Mars. It's a very detailed report. I've posted a summary on Behind the Black. Without question, they're trying to now, academic community is trying to figure out how to use Starship. And it involves, big ambitions. They have a lot more flexibility with Starship. They'd be able to go anywhere on the planet. They wouldn't have to put limitations that NASA required because of its limited landers. They'd go anywhere. They'd go at any altitude, high altitude, low. On top of that, they're talking about 30-day manned missions. And they had two sets of scenarios, three 30-day missions going to three different places, or one 30-day mission three missions going to the same place with cargo dropped off there periodically. And these are all manned mission proposals. They were also proposing things like full drill rig operations. Send a full drill rig there so you could do real cores like at the poles. A man with humans, put a laboratory on the planet so you could actually do test samples right there and then with people. So the scientific community is getting on the bandwagon. This particular report, by the way, had representatives from SpaceX and a French company called the Exploration Company. So they were shifting focus from just science to engineering as well. This was a lot of the missions here would not be going just to do science, but to find places for human settlement. And so I think this is a major shift in the academic community, and it's a good thing, John. The future is coming very quickly.
New Glenn is a good booster. Bob approves of it. I'm very careful now. And there's a new ruling about how many times it must be successful in order to. What are they looking to satisfy? The regulators? Who are they, Bob?
And this is the Pentagon, John. The Pentagon, before it will allow a company to bid, a launch company to bid on launches for the Pentagon, they've got to certify that rocket as reliable enough for the military. And so, for example, with SpaceX, they had to do three launches before the Pentagon certified them for the Falcon 9 for launches. Same with the Falcon Heavy. With ULA, they had to do two launches, and then they approved it. It appears that this week, the Pentagon announced that for New Glenn to get certified to do commercial launches for the military, New Glenn's got to fly four times. Now, it's already flown twice, so they're halfway there. I don't see this as a significant problem for Blue Origin because the company is expecting to launch a minimum of four times next year. So they, by the middle of the year, they should get certified by the military. But nonetheless, this is the military does play games here and do different things for different companies. And for Blue Origin, they're obviously making it a little bit tougher for them.
We're looking at the European Union's Regulatory Space Act. Now, the European Union's reputation is that if it can slow things down, it will. Is this part of the problem, Bob?
Oh, this is I've talked about this space law several times over the last 2 years. It's a proposed law that would significantly hurt private enterprise in Europe. But what's even more egregious about this law is the European Union is trying to impose its sovereignty on companies from other nations like the United States. In other words, they're going to tell American satellite companies how to build their satellites, how to do their launches, even if they're not even connected to Europe in any way. The State Department's already came out against this, and so have several nations within the European Union and the European Space Agency. The bill is being considered right now. The story here is that the Progressive Policy Institute, which was founded by the Democratic Party in 1989, this institute has come out with a paper saying this law is a bad idea. So not only does the Trump administration State Department oppose it and several nations in Europe and a lot of private companies in the United States, a leftist think tank opposes it as well. Will the European Union listen to all these objections? I have no idea. They have a tendency not to pay any attention to anybody except what they want to do. But we'll have to see how it plays out. It's going to hurt business in Europe significantly if this
I've been lifting for weeks, Bob. This same problem is everywhere. They discourage entrepreneurs. They discourage the young who leave Europe. That's why they don't have a Silicon Valley. That's why they don't have AI. That's why they're not building tech centers. It's weird. It doesn't follow through given all the spaceport startups, or are they independent of the European Union?
It's not so much independent. It's like you have multiple streams going on, and it's a battle between those that want to oppress and those who want freedom. That's really all it is. It's the battle. It's the endless battle between freedom and oppression. And the bureaucrats in Europe want to oppress, and there are a lot of private individuals who want to do things, and we'll have to see how it plays out. It's not good, I will tell you that, in Europe. We'll see if the opposition here is going to have some positive effect. We'll see.
My one more statement. I support the European Union. It's 450 million people, a lot of genius, a lot of study, a lot of deep, deep, good universities. And we need them, Bob. We don't want them to stay behind. But we're watching it happen in front of our eyes as if they're a cliche.
Yeah, it's an old story, John. This really is, you give the wrong people power and bad things start to happen. And in Europe, they have given too much power to their bureaucracies, and those bureaucracies, it's a turf war. They want to control things, and that's sad. It's very sad.
All right, the French, is this a space tug for the French?
Well, this is an example of the people in Europe trying to do things creatively. There's a French startup called the Exploration Company. They're trying to build an orbital ferry, kind of like the Dragon cargo vehicle and the Progress freighters. They call it Nix. And they're developing that right now. And they're going to maybe fly it in the next 2 years or so. It's for providing cargo to the new space stations. This company has now said it's going to build a unmanned in-orbiting servicing and refueling craft they call Aura. So they want to expand their capabilities to provide service to in-orbit operations, satellites, spacecraft, space stations. And so they're going to build this as well. Once again, they've gotten a development contract from the European Space Agency, and it's a good contract because European Space Agency is not going to own or run anything. It's hiring them to build it. The exploration company will own the servicing spacecraft and be able to sell its services, not just to ESA, but to others. So this is a positive story, John. Let's hope it plays out and becomes dominant in Europe.
They were marooned. They're no longer marooned. The Taikonauts on board their space station, the Chinese space station. What are they up to, Bob?
All right, so they've got a damaged capsule up there that they can't use. They've got a replacement lifeboat they can use, but they want to be able to send that damaged capsule back to Earth to look at it. But before they did that, they wanted to do a spacewalk, and they have done that spacewalk now. That spacewalk, they inspected the capsule and the window where there's damage. They say from a tiny object hitting it at high speeds, space debris. We really don't know that. They've never released a picture, and they've given us very little information. China is, not transparent, as you say, John. But they did the spacewalk. They not only did an inspection from the outside, but took a lot of photos, none of which they let us see. They also put on a protective cover over the viewport. And I think that's because they want to make sure the whole thing holds together on its reentry to Earth, John. Whether they're going to do another spacewalk and do more inspections still remains unknown. Once again, China's not telling. We'll see. They are going to bring that capsule back, though, at some point to see what the problem was.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No